Oh yeah, Raptors Abroad podcast is back. Still in Bali. Supposed to leave yesterday, but your boy made a little mistake with the booking, so I got an extra day in Bali. It's all good, right? Did a little bit more surfing, a little bit of touristing around. I hop on a plane in a few hours, head over to Bangkok for the day, and then back to sunny old England. I can't wait. Which sounds crazy, but it's because I got my little Snoopy dog there, and I miss him. I'm going to get back and tickle my little doggy. Been away 3 weeks. It's long enough. But, as you all know, I've still been checking my Raptors games hard. Hardcore. In fact, I don't think that I've really slacked much at all. Some of these have come out even faster than if I was in England. So props to me. So let's break down this ball game. Raptors versus Bucks, April 14th. 2014. So first off, I'm going to say that in the Milwaukee Bucks defense, they are literally missing half their team. Like half of their guys are injured, not playing. They don't have OG Mayo. They don't have Larry Sanders. Who else are they missing? A couple of Izaza. No, Pachulia's there. Erzan Ilyasova. He's a good player. So they're just missing a bunch of good guys. So I was expecting a nice W here. The Raptors, however, decided to sit DeMar. Give him a little bit of rest before the playoffs. I got no problem with that either. So we got Grevas Vasquez starting in DeMar's place. And man, did he make a statement. Somebody wants to be a starter, I think. This was really Grevas' ball game. But I'll break it down for you quarter by quarter because it was a good one. It was interesting. First quarter, 5:47 mark. That's right, I'm jumping right to the 5:47 mark. First of all, the Raptors were already up big, but the 5:47 mark, Amir with a sweet behind-the-back pass to Tyler Hansbrough. Amir put the ball on the floor, into the paint, goes up, and I'm pretty sure when he left the floor, when his feet left the ground, he was planning on shooting that ball. But he saw Hansbrough to his left, changed his mind, and wrapped this pass behind his back right into Tyler's hands for the easy lay-in. I haven't seen Amir do that yet. That's pretty sweet. Rest of the quarter, it was literally raining threes for the Raps. I mean, raining threes. Grevas Vasquez had three threes in the first quarter. Kyle Lowry had two, and Amir Johnson drained one from straight away. And by the way, Vasquez has been, I'm not sure what his numbers are, but he has been on fire from three the last three games. He's shooting something ridiculous, like seriously, like 75%, and he's taken like 40 of them. He's just going off. So the Raptors with a 13-point lead after one quarter, 32-19. Let's get into the second quarter. Grevas Vasquez starting it with another triple, and then 2.5 minutes later, drains another one. At that point, he's 6-for-6 from the field, 5-for-5 from three. Right? We've only played like 15 minutes of game clock, and he's already hit five threes. Insane. So the threes continue to rain. 8-minute mark, Salmons drains one, and the Raptors have 50 points with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 50-29, 21-point lead, just pouring it on. Minute and a half later, Nando DeColo, he drains a three. That put the Raptors 10. I told you it was raining threes. Raptors hit, those are 10th three of the game. They're 10-for-16 from three-point land. Blistering. 20 seconds later, I've talked about this stuff before, but God, it drives me crazy. I'm not going to go over the whole play, but John Henson and Jonas Valanciunas got a little mixed up with each other, kind of got in each other's faces. Henson slapped the ball out of his hands a couple of times after the whistle. So Henson gets called for a technical, and then Ed Malloy, God, I hate this referee, drives me crazy. Ed Malloy comes flying in, saying, no, 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 I got a technical foul on Jonas as well. And so, of course, they call a double tech, and it was already a foul on Jonas. That's why the, it's late here, man. My bad. What time is it here? It's almost, it's 10:20. Anyways, it's not that late, I know, but it's long days here. Went surfing like 8 in the morning. So, Ed Malloy comes in, gives the double tech, and I just gotta say, it's just the weakest call in sports, not just in basketball, but in all of sports, the double technical. It's one of those, I don't know what happened, so I'm just going to blow the whistle and give both people a technical, and then if I feel like doing it again later on, you're tossed from the game. I just, you know, a referee, you're not supposed to be famous. We're not supposed to know who you are. You're supposed to just call the game. A really good ref will not get noticed throughout a game. But Ed Malloy, I always see you. I always see you coming up and waving your arms around and making a point. I just don't like that. Enough of the double techs. All right, just like in hockey, we got the instigator rule. Find out who instigated it. Are you watching? Are you guys watching the game? Because we all saw what happened. Ridiculous. All right, let's move on. So the Raptors, by the way, remember I said they had 50 points at the 8-minute mark? Well, they only got 9 more points in the last 8 minutes. And the Bucks were able to close the gap a little bit. They were down 21. At the end of the half, they're only down 13, 59-46. So third quarter, 10:08 mark. Amir Johnson, with a man in his face, stepped behind the three-point line, drains a triple, which was pretty big because the lead was down to 12. And, you know, he drains the three, puts us back up 15. And then Kyle Lowry basically took over for the rest of the quarter. He had a few really sweet drives and finishes. One in particular, the 4:33 mark, took a pass from T. Ross on the right side, drove into the paint, goes under the basket, comes out the other side, flips it up over his shoulder, and gets fouled. And he wasn't done there. That was at the 4:33 mark. So 23 seconds later, Lowry, left wing, triple. And these were all big. The Raptors, while ascending late, they were really kicking butt there. They only had kicking ass. I can say kicking ass. I know some of you youngins are listening, but I can say that. Come on, it's 2014. Y'all got the internet. It's the only way you're listening to this anyways. All right, so it's 84-69 Raptors going into the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, the Bucks, 17-8 run. At one point, it was a 10-0 run. And they closed the lead from 21. It was 21 earlier to only 6. At the 6:50 mark, it was 92-86 Raptors. But then my boy Kyle Lowry, Grevis Vasquez, and T. Ross all coming up with big buckets, and that pretty much settled the ball game. I think we pushed the lead back up to 12 or 14. Ramon Sessions, I think, hit a three right at the end to give to again. This is like, I don't know how many games in a row the Raptors have not been able to hold a team under 100. But they do win the game, 110-100. That gives the Raptors their 48th win, which makes them the best Raptor team ever. That's right. That's a franchise record for wins in a season. So what does that tell you about Vince? What does that tell you about Chris Bosh? Right, these guys had this team as their own team for several years and couldn't get past 47 wins out of 82? I mean, how good are these guys? I'm going to go with overrated. I'm going to have to say it. Especially Bosh. I mean, Vince, you know, he was fantastic, just with no heart. And I try not to talk about Vince too much because he's kind of like one of my first loves that dumped me or something. Just makes me mad anytime I see him do anything. I don't like seeing him smile. That's right. T-Mac too. T-Mac's in that group, even though he didn't have the team to himself. But so we had Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady on the same squad, and then you guys couldn't manage 48 wins in the East? Boo. But yes, for this squad, you know what that tells me? Is that this is not a superstar league, necessarily. You know, you gotta be good 1 through 10. You know, it's solid, at least 1 through 10. And that's what the Raptors have. We have chemistry, and there's very little drop-off when you go from starters to the bench. Very little. So Vasquez, definitely the man of the match. 25 points, 7 assists, 8 of 12 shooting. Brilliant. Lowry also chipping in. I say chipping in. I mean, 24 points, but he took 24 shots. So I can't give him a lot of props for that. He's 10 of 24. But looking solid. He's plus 16 on the floor. Jonas, 14 points, 13 rebounds. And Tyler Hansbrough, 12 points, 11 rebounds. I like seeing two guys on my squad with double-doubles. That's what I'm talking about. So nice game for the Raptors. Not much to talk about for the Bucks. they sealed themselves the worst record in the league, 15-66. Man, imagine how annoying this podcast would be just watching the Raptors get stunned. And that's going to happen one day. So I'm probably not going to stop doing this podcast. So I'm probably going to have a year like that. Hopefully it's many years down the road. Or never. Who knows? Alright, so Raptors win. I haven't seen what happened with the Bulls yet. And in fact, why don't I look that up? I can look that up right now. I can do that. I found a way to Google stuff without... Because I got a Miami Heat game to watch right after this, so I don't want to give up the scores. The Bulls win. Shoot. They beat the Magic, so they're also at 48-33. Okay, so that just means the pressure remains on. Raptors got to come up with a W, I believe, against the Knicks. Is that our next game? I think so. And the Knicks have been taking care of business lately. So that's certainly not a guaranteed W. Yeah, Wednesday we got the Knicks. All right. Okay, well, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. And that's going to be it from Bali for me. There's no way I'm extending this another day. I'm out. It's been fun. I like it here. But you know what? You got to get out of the main areas. They're brutal. If you're like a young 20-something, I don't know, maybe you'd like it. I would probably still find it annoying, even in my early 20s when I was partying like crazy. I mean, it's a good spot to party, I guess, but ugh. Just annoying to walk down the street and have these street vendors just chasing me up and down the road. I was wearing a Jordan jersey today, and probably, I'm not exaggerating, 100 different times someone tried to sell me another Jordan jersey. Like, what is the mentality there? They're bringing me the exact same jersey, just not as nice, and saying, here you go, very good, very cheap price. I say, yeah, I got one, bro. Why would I want a worse version of what I already have? I'm wearing it. It looks good. Anyways, I shouldn't complain because I love this. This Bali has become actually one of my favorite places on the planet. Maybe I should start a new podcast about traveling. Because I could go on about this place. It's pretty sweet. And I only saw about 15-20% of it. So I'll be back. I'll be exploring. Bangkok tomorrow, though. Sawadee Cup. I'll be back in Thailand. I can't wait. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. And lastly, I just want to throw a shout-out to my Kiwi listeners. There are several people from New Zealand that are constantly tuning into this podcast. And I got to give you props. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're listening to this. Well, I do know why you're listening. You love the Toronto Raptors, and I respect that. And you're hitting it up all the way from New Zealand. That is a true Raptor Abroad. So represent. All right, that's it, y'all. Peace.